We left off last week in middle of Morgan Oves. We learned last week Morgan Oves Bidvore, Machaimesim, Bimamoroi. That's the first two brachis of the Shemana Esra. We had a problem last week what the previous bracha is, Barachata Hashem. They found a long tshuva in Divrei Yatzev, from Kloizim Vigarov in Chelika Echaim. If one wants to look at it, he brings a raya that most of the Rishonim Taka didn't have the bracha of Barachata Hashem. They started only from Morgan Oves Taka. Only a few Rishonim bring the Barachata Hashem. And Be'etzem, the Me'en Sheva Taka starts from Morgan Oves. The Barachata Hashem is something added on in the beginning. And even as the Meredik Kikasha, why do we need a Barachata Hashem? It's a Baracha Asmucha L'Chavrta. That should need, like in Barachata Hashem in the beginning altogether. If one wants to see the Ariches Advarim, in Chuvis Divrei Yatzev, Hedon Ariches Advarim. The third thing that we are learning now is, Hakel HaKadosh She'en Kamayu. Which that is, Keneged, the Baracha of Ata Kadosh. Hakel HaKadosh She'en Kamayu. We left off last week with an aura on the words She'en Kamayu. We learned one pshat last week, what means She'en Kamayu, where does She'en Kamayu come from. We are going to say two neugedike chidushim from Heiliges Sasemes in the pshat of the words She'en Kamayu, and says Dvorim Nifloim Admiyot. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, Kedoshim Tiyu, Kikodosh Oni, Zog, Kikodosh Ani Hashem, Zogn Chazal, Yochoil Kamayini. You would think Kedoshim Ti, you should be Kamayini. Talmud Loimer Kikodesh Ani Kedushasi Lemale Mekudushaschem. As I state a Chazal, what does it mean Yochel Kamayini? Chazal, it's a very big pella. Every Havamin has to have a pshat. What means Yochel Kamayini? State in Heiliges Sasemes in Parshas Kedoshim one pshat. Yochel Kamayini. You would think that you could be muvdal from all the world, from the rest of the world, as much as the Rebbeinu Shalom is a Mufrish Umuvdal, Kodesh is a Taich Mufrish Umuvdal, and you have an ability to be Mufrish Umuvdal from Tachtonim, from the rest of the world, Mavdal Ben Yisrael or Amim, as much as the Rebbeinu Shalom is Mufrish Umuvdal from the world, Talmud Loima, Yochel Kameini, you can't, Rebbeinu Shalom, you can't have that Koyach of Avdola, Legamri, as much as the Rebbeinu Shalom is Avdola. Das ist Teitschwert in der Medrisch. Kommt der Heilige Sassemes und says a Chiddish Nifla Admiyot. By Shabbos it says, Beini ubein b'nei Yisrael oisi. Which means that on Shabbos we have a special connection to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and we have a connection that b'munuchosei lo yishkinu areilem. The goyim have no shaykhs there. Zog der Heilige Sassemes dvolim ployim admiyot. Then on Shabbos we can be muvdal from the goyim and the world as much as the Rebbeinu Shalom is muvdal. We have a shaychus to that Yochel Kamayini, and that's what we say here. Hakel HaKadosh She'en Kamayu Hameniach La'amay B'yom Shabbos Kedesh. From that kedusha of the She'en Kamayu, from that kedusha She'en Kamayu, that they say that it can't be Yochel Kamayini a whole week, that the Avdolim and Yisrael Amim can't be complete. Shabbos Kodesh, which is Me'en Olam Haba, we have a Yecheles to have an Avdolah B'Yisrael Amim in the Dargo of She'en Kamayu. A Hafla the Ketaych in the Sassamis and Pasuk Kedoshim to touch the words Akel HaKodesh She'en Kamayu HaMeniach Le'amay B'Yom Shabbos Kodesh from that Kedusha of She'en Kamayu. That's one piece of Sassamis. A greater Chiddush in Sassamis. In this piece of Sassamis, he's talking about one Nekud of Kedusha. The Avdolah Ben Yisrael La'amim. And that Avdolah, Shabbos, we have a Shaykhus to. In Parshas Vayakel, Tofresh Samach, the Sassamis goes further. And the Sassamis says, Shegam b'madrega zu, diksiv el mi tedemyuni v'ashave, aval pikem, Shabbos yesh l'bnei Yisrael chelik b'y. We have a chelik in that Kedusha Shabbos. Nochmer, not only in the Avdolah. The Dargis HaKedusha Shabbos, hot min azad dveikis in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We have such an Aliyah Shabbos that we become so connected to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to a madrega of She'en Kamayu, to a madrega that there is El Mita Dimyuni V'Ashava. To that madrega of Kedusha, we have a connection Shabbos. says Neure Ve'oyim Dikidiburim. Neure Ve'oyim Dikidiburim. What means the Kedusha of Shabbos, a person hears these two Shtiklich Sasemes, one in Kedushim Tafresh Samach Beis, Samach Gimel, one in Vayakal Tafresh Samach, it gives us a Neure Dikiblik, kind of called the touch, is half of a fellow of the Shein Kamoyu, but it gives us a Neure Dikiblik, what the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us in Shabbos Kedush, to what degree the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a Kedusha on Shabbos, to what degree a person gets a Kedusha on Shabbos. But it depends on how a person takes the Shabbos. It depends how a person uses the Shabbos. Every person has a different thing. Sedo HaMoshel from Friedrich Tzadikim, they are Shar for Moshel. Maybe other people will not even appreciate the Moshel. But the Moshel Lichten de Manur de Kemoshel. There was once a person that saved the life of a king. He saved the life of a king, and the king wanted to repay him. And the king said that he should call the person to him, that the person should ask for whatever he wants. This person suffered from leprosy. He suffered from, tzeras, from leprosy. And he came in front of the king. They brought him. They came to police to bring him. He got scared. They brought him in front of the king. And the king told him, I'll give you whatever you want. Zokte for the king gazay. The only time that I have a little bit menucha from this leprosy is from the tzoya from my horse. If I sit in tzoya from a horse, that gives me menucha. I know that the king has a lot of horses, so by the king ido asach tzoya, so I want that the king should give me rishus, that I should be able to sit in the king's tzoya whenever I want of the horses. And that's what he got. Everybody was nivul v'nishtoimim. He could have asked for a doctor. He could have asked the king should heal a mouse. But he asked on his asaga. Thus is the marshal. The nimshal is a shreklich a nimshal. V'derech sh'adam reitze leilech melich anoisei. Shabbos, the Rebbeinu Shel gives you whatever you want, Shabbos. The Rebbeinu Shel gives you whatever you want, Shabbos. You could go all the way up Shabbos. You could come into the king. You could come in front of the king Shabbos. Sken zayna kedusha Shabbos she'en kamoyu ha-meniach l'ama Yisrael, what we just learned. But Ayid can zog in Shabbos that he wants dvarim b'teilim Shabbos. In Shulchan Aruch state, ha-mis'anig mit dvarim b'teilim Shabbos is allowed to talk dvarim b'teilim Shabbos. But somebody has to realize that the person that takes tainig from dvarim b'teilim Shabbos is nimshul to that person that had tainut from the tzoya of the susim. That's the nimshul. It's a very extreme marshal. Exactly what it is. You have an abreder to come till there. You have an abreder to go till there. And what are you in the sanigin in dvarim betalim? This is the nimshul from that marshal. And that's what a person realizes what lies in Shabbos. We will go further. We'll go further to see what lies in Shabbos, what means Amaniach L'Amoy B'Yom Shabbos Kedesh. That's the Hamchileinu Hashem that the Eibishter gave us Shabbos. That's the middle bracha of Menuchas HaShabbos. Ki Rotzo L'Niach B'Hem or Ki Vom Rotzo L'Niach B'Hem. Of course he wanted. If he didn't want, he didn't give it to us. What does it mean Ki Vom Rotzo L'Niach B'Hem? What lies in these words Ki Vom Rotzo L'Niach B'Hem? What does it mean? If he gave it, of course, and this is yet part of Ritzei. This is the Me'en of Men Sheva from Ritzei. Why is this the Men Sheva of Ritzei of Kirov Rotzel Lenichmem? I did a lot of research to try to find a pshat, the line of pshat that gives us an asaga a little bit what these words mean. And I found Nishmer Nishveiniger in Sefer Dalius Yecheskel from Cheskel Sarna. A pshat in this piece of tefillah was his neira v'oyim, mamish neira v'oyim, neira v'oyim. It's half of a fella. The biggest avoda that the Rebbeinu Shalom has from a person, what's the greatest avoda the Rebbeinu Shalom has? Avoda is a korbanos, it's a nachas ruach for the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the reach nechayach. The Gemara says in Zvachim, the Mishnah, l'shem shisha dvarim azevach nizbach, l'shem reach, l'shem nechayach. Shem nachas ruach, the fonai shamati v'nasas ritzaini, like Rashi says in the beginning of Ayikra. The greatest thing there is to shaf a nachas ruach for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Those are the spitz. Where do you shaf this nachas ruach? Korbonis. Shaf that nachas ruach. L'shem reach, l'shem nechoyach, l'shem nachas ruach, shanasas ritzaini. In Posik it says, in Shmuel, a bakanta Posik, Lahakshiv mizevach toiv. Lahakshiv mizevach is toiv. Lahakshiv mechelev elim. Lahakshiv mizevach toiv. Svarim taich, what is good from the zevach? The zevach, the Eibishter needs the zevach. The Eibishter needs that you should listen. That's the nachas ruach, that you're listening. V'nasis retzeini. Das is the nachas ruach. Ad kedei kach, that we find after the marble, it says, Vayorach asreach anichoyach, from the korban of Noach, and that brought the bris that the world exists till today. That's the dag of Reich Nechoyach, what Reich Nechoyach does. Now I'm going to read you a paragraph, because the Loshen is meiridik meiridik to understand what he's going to teach you about Shabbos. Matnas Shabbos Kodesh LeYisrael. Hainu sheritzoyne shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasis sheyia nachas ruach LeYisrael. Just like the Rebbein Shem gave us kabonis, that we should be able to bring a nachas ruach to him. So he gave us kabonis, that we should shaf a nachas ruach. So the Eibishter uns gegeben Shabbos Kodesh, that we should find nachas ruach in Shabbos. We should make einig in Shabbos like the Rebbein Shalom wants. And with that we will be goyim the rotzen of the Rebbein Shalom and the same nachas ruach doima to kabonis. That means Ki rotzo, ki bom rotzo, lohoniach lohem. He wanted to give them the ability to shaf nachas ruach to the remaining shalom. And we could shaf now in golus. Beloy mizbeach, ubeloy kobonois. We could shaf now in nachas ruach. When? On Shabbos Kodesh. Pliyadike taich in a shtikel tvila. Pliyadike chidushim in a shtikel tvila. But he doesn't stop here. He doesn't stop here. Chazal tell us, Masechet Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, that Hashem is Shabbos, Afilo Oved Avoyde Kizara Kide Enosh, Asher Enosh, Yaseh Zayis, Hashem is Shabbos Mechaloloi, Atikre Mechaloloi Ela Mocholoi. Why? So you know what he says? Hafla Dike Divirim. Because the same Mechila is Yezoicha by Kabonis. If Kabonis Yezoicha the Mechila, because he Shafta Nachas Ruach. And if the Rebbein Shem gave us Shabbos, that we should be able to shaf anachas ruach to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So we shaf anachas ruach, from that we get mechila. Thus itaych ki bom rotza lehoniach lahem. The Eibishter gave us an ability that with our oinik Shabbos, we should shaf it anachas ruach, because we're doing it, for what reason? L'shem l'nasa yisritzayni. That the door of Rebbeinu Shalom is rotzen. Pliyadike taych dvorim nefloim, in Chidushim, in the Avodah of Shabbos, gives us a completely new Asaga in the Avodah of Shabbos. So we go further. So Hamaniach La'amai, we know now what means Ikei La'kodesh en Kamoyu. Hamaniach La'amai B'yom Shabbos Kodesh Kibom Rotza Lo'niach Lahem. We are only going to say this one pshat in Kibom Rotza Lo'niach Lahem. This pshat, which means that he gave us the ability to shaf a nachas ruach, to have a nachas ruach, and shaf a nachas ruach, and that stelf sich to the darga of kabonis. The fun of navoid beyir of a fachat. Now the first problem with these four words is, before we even go further, the first problem with these four words are, that nowhere in davening do we find these four words. So where does this come in? If we're saying here, Ritzei Ki Rotza, is from the Indian of Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, where does it come in? Lefon of Navid B'yir B'fachat. Where do these words come from? I don't know Makur which Sefer is the first Sefer that says it. In Chuvis Eretz Tzvi says this Pshat, but I found that the Chibushurim brings it already as Kosov B'svarim, that on Yomtif, the Shlich Tzibur, when you make Birchas Kehanim, the Shlich Tzibur says, Sha'oyscha, Lefono, Sha'oyscha, he says the Loshon, Sha'oyscha, Levadcha, Beyira, Navet, and this Tfilah of Lefono of Navet, Beyira, Befachad, comes from that Sha'oyscha, Levadcha, Beyira, Navet. Piliploim, the Shlich Tzibur always says, this is the Shlich Tzibur's Tfilah, so always the Shlich Tzibur doesn't say Sha'oyscha, because there's no Birchas Kehanim. It's a pele. By night there's no Birchas Kehanim. By Ma'ariv in Ishtaka Birchas Kehanim. And in this tefillah that was made men sheva, what's men arangestelt, this men sheva, from over there, from that she'oyscha levadcha b'yir navet. This is half of a fella. says mamish apella in the mitzias from what where it comes from. But we'll understand why they put it in. It means the following. The right way to understand this is like this. There's two things. Dos hot ha-shaiches mitshavas. We'll soon see why. The reason they were able to bring it in is because it belonged to, because chef shoyz cholavat chamiyah navet. But be'etzem, the reason why they did put it here is because be'etzem, this is the avoid of Shabbos, is the avoid of Yira. Because we know that be'etzem, the bait of Yira, is hakel b'day shemayim, chutz mi'ir shemayim. We don't ask for Yira. But Shabbos Kodesh, there's a matona of Yira. Shabbos Kodesh, the Eibishter gave a matona, the matona of Yira. He gave us the ability to have Yira. Why? Because if Shabbos, the Eibishter gave us bracha, zaktuch dusherim, for a bracha, you don't give a bracha unless you give the keli to hold the bracha. And it says, Yiras Hashem, hi oitzorei. It says, Yiras Hashem, hi oitzorei. We just learned yesterday a posik. Yiftach Hashem es oitzorei atoiv. Shtet in Rabbeinu Bechaya, you know what oitzorei atoiv is? Yiras Shamayim. Shamayim, oitzorei, Yiras Shamayim. Dos es oitzorei atoiv. So Yiras Hashem, hi oitzorei. So if we have to get the bracha of Shabbos, how do we get the bracha of Shabbos? The Eibishter gives us Yira also. So Shabbos, we could say, the fun of Navid be Yira v'fachat. A whole week we can't demand Yira because we don't have Yira a whole week. We have to work on Yira ourselves. But Shabbos Kodesh, that the Rebbeinu Shloilem gives us Yira, like it says in Zohar HaKodesh, Yore Shabbos, Yore Beishes, Yore Shabbos. So Shabbos as a Shaychis, Bereishis as a Shaychis to Yira. So we have an ability, Shabbos, to ask for Yira. I saw just yesterday they gave out a new sefer. Yesterday was the Yahrzeit from Amoshe Bik, Zecher Tzadik L'Verocha. They printed yesterday 3 volumes al HaTorah, a new sefer. And in this sefer he asks at Kasha. He asks the following Kasha. Friday night we say Lefon of Navet Bir of Afachad, and by Mincha we say Menuchas Ava Nedova. How does it stem? He brings that Kvahikshu. That Friday night we say that the avoid of Shabbos is the fun of Navid b'yir of Afachat. And on Shabbos, by Mincha, we say that the avoid is Menuchas Ava Nedova, Harzit Shtim. So he says in Pashas Tazria, a very positive word. He says when it comes Shabbos, you have to have Pachat. Why? Because you're coming from Sheshes Yimei HaMaisa. You're coming from a week of Chet. So Pachat u'betzien chatoim. Where's the Pachat come from? From Chet, the Pachat comes. When it comes to Shabbos, you come into Shabbos Kodesh, you have a terrific fear, a terrific pachat from Shabbos. But through the Shabbos, a person becomes Nis'ala. The Shabbos purifies him. By the time it comes Mincha, then it changes to Menuchas Ava Nedova. Then he can really do the Avoid the Menuchas Ava Nedova. Azeya Ashen Vart, a beautiful word in the Nekuda. So he learned that the Lefon of Navid, the Yir of Pachat, means which Avoid? The Avoid of Pachat of Shabbos, because of what? Because of our chatoim, the pachad of Shabbos. There's another way to learn what means the lefon of Navid b'yir of a fachad. There is an Imre Emes that tells us that on the pasuk in Shira, tipoil aleihem emosa of a fachad, Dr. Rashi, emosa ala rechoikim, pachad ala kroivim. So the word pachad is on kroivim. The Imre Emes says, it says, Deshu Hashem b'himotzei, Karu b'yosei karev. When is the Rebbeinu Shem karev? Zok deimer emes. The Rebbeinu Shem is karev on Shabbos. As I state deimer emes and Shabbos tshuva. That Shabbos is the Rebbeinu Shem is karev. Shabbos we are close to the Rebbeinu Shem. That's why we say the fun of navid b'yira v'fachad. Because since we are close, pachad ala kerevim. And that means maybe 2 ways to learn it. There's 2 ways to learn what pachad ala kerevim means. There's a meister from deimer emes. The Imre Emes, when he became a Rebbe in the beginning, did not fear Tish for the Olam. He ate the Suda inside with a few non-dimension. And once, after the Suda, the Imre Emes was looking at a Ksaviyat. And one of the Alte Chsidim Nachfinkotsk, that was very close to the Imre Emes, came and looked over his shoulder to see what Ksaviyat he was looking in. And the Imre Emes told him, Eimosa wa fachad, Eima ala rechaykim, pachad ala kerevim. Ashtege, that now is the time to stay away. What does that mean? It means to say when sometimes when you're close, you lose your pachat. You lose your fear, you're close. So you feel that you don't have to have fear anymore. That's what means pachad ala kreivim. It's called Shabbos Kedish. We become close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Karuv b'yosei karev. We have to remember when it comes Shabbos, the fun of Navid b'yir of afachad. Chotzti b'snant. Even if though you are close, don't think that you're not going to get burnt. You have to watch yourself. The fun of Navid b'yir of afachad. Even the matzav of karev, you still need a matzav of pachad. That's an aim veik to learn. But we will again refer to Rav Chaskel Sana, because this piece of Rav Chaskel Sana is not only Meiridik, but it's a Meiridik in our Avodah in the days before Rosh Hashanah. We know that the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is the Avodah of Pachat, Avodah for Rosh Hashanah, and the Yirah and the Simcha is Musuteres b'Pachat. As I described the Rebbe Rabbunim on Rosh Hashanah, the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is Pachat. He brings a Pasuk in Hosea. When we come back to Eretz Yisrael, when Mashiach comes, it says, "Ubikshu es Hashem elikayem ves David malkom, upochadu el Hashem vel tuvay ba'achas hayomim." What does it mean, "Upochadu el Hashem vel tuvay ba'achas hayomim"? How does pachad come to el tuvay? In the matzav of el tuvay, there comes pachad. So he says, normal pachad means you're afraid of something. You're afraid of something. But it teaches us a miradika limit. There's a new pachad. There's a pachad that when a person gets a matana, that he realizes that he doesn't deserve it. He realizes that he's getting such an ashpa of toiv from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That alone makes in him a pachad. Where am I going to pay this all back? Why do I deserve so much? I'm getting so much from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Upachadu el Hashem vel tuvay ba'achas hayomim. There will be so much good in achas hayomim that will cause us a pachad. Look what we're getting. We don't deserve all of this. Not a pachad from fear. A pachad from the moyodike toiv that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is mashpia. He brings that in Chazal it says, what does Vel Tuvay mean? Vel Tuvay means the Beis HaMikdash. Like it said in Pasuk, so the biggest Tov that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to give us is the Beis HaMikdash. He's going to bring the Beis HaMikdash. That's the biggest Tova. You see in the Dayenus, what's the Shpitz HaTova? Ubon Olon is Beis HaBchira, that Shpitz HaTova. So that means, Upochadu El Tuvay is the Beis HaMikdash. If so, we have a new taich in Mikdash Aitiro. What does Mikdash Aitiro mean? Not only fear of the Beis HaMikdash. It means a pachat from the greatest toive that the Beis HaMikdash gives us. A new taich in a different pachat. That's why it doesn't say upochadu mei Hashem. It says upochadu el Hashem. It's a completely different pachat. It's a pachat from the toive that the Rebbein Shem gives us. If so, we're going to go now and hear a neuridike pchina in the Avodah of Shabbos. The Ramban says on the Pasuk, Eshabsoisai tishmeiru umikdoshai tuirou ani Hashem. Al derech ha'emes yitzave. B'Shabbos shu mikdoshai v'tziva boi shmira umeira. The Ramban says that Shabbos and Mikdosh go together. If so, that same bechira that there is in Beis HaMikdosh, that it's toiv, that same toiv is Shabbos. And we understand that from a Gemara. The Gemara tells us what Shabbos, Matana toiv, Yeshli, where Bebeis Ginozai, like we said over the week after week from the Sazemes, we go into Beis Ginozov. So it's a me'en the toiv, or it is the toiv of Beis HaMikdosh, and it's a rizige toiv. So Abezai, listen to what we are going to understand. K'sh'odom mizbeinen. If a person is mizbeinen with a amistik izbeinenus, what Shabbos Kodesh is, and he realizes the matana of Shabbos, and he realizes ki rotz, ki bom rotz ala niech lahem, that he gave us in Shabbos the same as the Beis HaMikdash. Let's go back. What do you do in Beis HaMikdash? You makiv kabonis and you go in a menachas ruach to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He gave us a Shabbos that's going in the same nachas ruach as Beis HaMikdash. He gave us a Shabbos that has the same kedusha as Beis HaMikdash. U'mikdash haitirou, and he realizes what he gave us. What is the result of that? Upachadu el Hashem, the fun of Navi, the year of a fachad. It's that fachad that we're going to have lo'achizayomim when we'll get to the Beis HaMikdash, like it says in Hosea. Upachadu el Hashem, that fachad we have in Shabbos Kodesh, because so great is the matana of Shabbos that it causes that pachad from the greatness of the matana in Shabbos. Half of a fellow the kiblik. what he gives us in the blick on to realize what Shabbos Kedish is. But we can't forget Poshet the Pshat. We can't forget that there is a Poshet word here that we miss every time we say it. One word, Lefanov Navid. Shabbos, you are Lefanov. You are in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's Lefnei Hashem. There's a word here that means Amir de Kaveda in Shabbos. That Shabbos, you come Lefnei Hashem. We talk about Rosh Hashanah, the Pachad of Rosh Hashanah, the Pachad that Tkiya Shofar is. What's the Pachad of Tkiya Shofar? Because we're Lefnei Lefnim by Tkiya Shofar. Kiyadua, Nabi Sosalam, Teres Rasemes, the Gemara, Shofar Kilefnim Domi. So there we get Pachad. Why? Because we're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shteita Shabbos, Lefanov Navid, you are in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when you're in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Avadito Yireva Pachad, that Yireva Pachad comes from the Lefanov Shebei, Shteita Anasog in the Avodah of Shabbos, Shteita Anasog in the Avodah of Shabbos, where you're standing Shabbos, if a person understands that he goes up to basically north of Shalakodesh Baruch Hu Shabbos, and he understands till where he reaches Shabbos, he understands that it's Tatel Lefanov. He's standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when a person stands in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Yiras HaRoimimus, the Pachad, was warfed in their Matziv, his Havada Lefanov Navid B'Yirav HaFachad. In Ishkam Chpele, HaMezokt Noch, from Tzadikei Olam, Mezokt Noch, from Tzadikei Olam, that stood when they said Lefanov Navid B'Yirav HaFachad, that they saw on their face a pachad neira ad miyoid, Rabbi Shualeib, they said on Rabbi Shualeib, that when he said lefon of Navi b'yir of pachad, his veins in his head stood out from pachad. Why? Bamavashteit was meant, lefon of Navi. I'm doing avoid lefon of Dosi Shabbos. I'm standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam Shabbos. It's a moyer de kiskarvis, the karu b'yosei karov, that we said before from the Emre Emes, gets a completely different nekudas, b'yosei karov. Sitaka lefon of Navid b'yirav hafachad. Sitaka lefon of Navid b'yirav hafachad. I will only add one nekuda. If we said that the lefon of Navid b'yirav hafachad comes from the oischa levadcha b'yirav Navid, that means that it comes from that tefillah that we say by Birchis Kehanim. That's because the three sudas in Shabbos, it says in Sosemes in Pashas Nosai, I'm a chuvim to the dry brachas of Bechis Kehanim. The Vayivorach of Shabbos is the same brach as Bechis Kehanim. Paf taka brach of Bechis Kehanim Freitag zu Nachts. So nish stamme de Weltter ein zu dodo a brach of Bechis Kehanim. Weil in der Shabbos liktake the brach of Bechis Kehanim. So liktake in the three sudas of Shabbos Bechis Kehanim. Kumt a reis that there is a mocking taka to say the Shabbos Chalavadcha Yehavayavayt on the Baruch of Shabbos, which is Mamokim the Bechis Kahanim, that could be why they put it in the Me'en Sheva, Daiko, this Me'en Sheva, of the Shoiz Cholavad Chobir and Avet.